This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The headlines. Campaigning intensifies for Assam Assembly elections slated on 9th April. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh assures of constructing houses for internally displaced persons. And President Draupadi Murmu greets people on Easter Sunday, commemorating the resurrection of Jesus Christ today. And now the news in detail. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has said that the state's assembly strength could increase from 126 to 189 seats, a net addition of 63. If women's reservation is implemented. Addressing a poll rally at Nazira in Sivsagar district yesterday, Mr. Sarma said that the proposed expansion could also pave the way for reviving the abolished Amguri Assembly constituency. He was campaigning for BJP candidate Mayur Borgohain, who is contesting against sitting Congress MLA and leader of the opposition Deba Bharata Saikia. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma is set to address a major election rally at Bongao in the Boko Chaigao constituency on 6th April. The National People's Party, of which Sangma is the president, has intensified its campaign for the Assam Legislative Assembly elections to be held on the 9th of this month. Postal ballot voting for election personnel engaged in the upcoming by-election to the Tripura Legislative Assembly seat in Dharmanagar constituency concluded yesterday with 100% voting registered. Returning officer Devyani Chaudhary informed that for the Dharmanagar Assembly constituency, 66 male polling teams and 16 female polling teams will be deployed across 55 polling stations. Polling will be held on 9th April and the counting of votes is slated for 4th May. With the elections to the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council approaching, political parties have intensified their campaign efforts across the state. Major contenders, including the BJP, Tripura Motha, CPIM, Congress, IPFT and independent candidates are actively engaging voters through rallies and public meetings. An election rally was held yesterday at Gandachera in Dhalai district, where Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha addressed a gathering in support of BJP candidates. He emphasized that building Ek Tripura Sheshtra Tripura is not possible without the overall development of tribal communities. Polling for the council elections is scheduled on the 12th and vote counting on 17th April. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that any misunderstanding regarding the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 FCRA will be addressed. He emphasized that violations will invite strict action, but organizations working for the country's welfare will not be disturbed. He also said that concerns raised by Christian missionaries will be taken into account. Mr. Rijiju added that Prime Minister Narendra Modi remains committed to the welfare of every Indian. Easter is being celebrated today, marking the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead 3 days after his crucifixion on Good Friday. This event, central to Christianity, symbolizes victory over sin and death, offering believers hope for life. The Christian faithful are joining sunrise services in churches to mark the dawn of Easter. President Draupadi Murmu, governors and chief ministers of various northeastern states have greeted the people on the occasion of Easter Sunday. The Assam government has placed 5 LPG distributors in the state under suspension due to irregularities in distribution practices and non-compliance with prescribed norms. The Office of the Chief Secretary informed that to ensure uninterrupted supply to consumers, customers of these agencies have been tagged to alternate distributors. The supply and stock of LPG gas, petrol and diesel in Tripura remains completely normal, Food and Civil Supply Secretary Deba Priya Bardhan said yesterday. Addressing a press conference in Agartala, he said that LPG is being regularly supplied to 5 districts from the RK Nagar LPG bottling plant. Additionally, cylinders transported from Silchar are being distributed across 3 districts. The PNG and CNG services in are also functioning normally, with around 70,000 domestic PNG connections currently active across Tripura. There is no shortage of fuel, and to maintain the situation, monitoring cells at both state and district levels are keeping a close watch. The secretary also informed that control rooms have been set up to receive complaints from the public. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh has said that Jiribam has created a history by becoming the first district in the state where all communities sit together for restoration of peace after 3 years of unrest. He was addressing the people during a community interaction at New Alipur Rongmei Naga village in Bidyanagar yesterday. The chief minister interacted with the internally displaced persons belonging to the Meitei community, Kuki, Paitei and Mar tribes. Mr. Singh said that his government is making every effort to help them in the construction of new houses. The chief minister also visited Jirbam District Hospital and Ningxingkul and inspected the facilities available there. He assured all help to the Jirbam District Hospital. Meghalaya Arts and Culture Minister Sanbor Shulai yesterday inaugurated a link road behind the NEFA Secretariat in the cantonment area of Shillong to improve connectivity in the locality. The project, undertaken by the PWD Roads, involves construction work for a strength measuring 0.185 kilometers with a sanctioned amount to over 3 crore rupees. Minister Shulai said that the government is making best efforts to address concerns of traffic jam in Shillong City and a four-lane road is planned from Rilbong Point till Barik. The foundation day of the Tripura High Court was observed in the court premises in Agartala yesterday. Justice S. Venkatara Narayan Bhatti, Judge of the Supreme Court of India, attended the function. Chief Justice of Tripura High Court, Justice M.S. Ramachandra Rao, and other judges were present on the occasion. Deliberations focus on strengthening the judicial system, improving efficiency in justice delivery, and advancing modernization within the judiciary. Former Meghalaya Health Minister Amprin Lingdo has called for a balanced, multi-pronged approach to address the rising cases of HIV/AIDS in the state. She stressed the need for sensitive policy-making while safeguarding the rights of vulnerable groups, including commercial sex workers. The lawmaker was responding to concerns over recent police raids in Shillong on alleged commercial sex work activities, during which several women and suspected pimps were arrested. Ms. Lingdo described HIV/AIDS as a very complicated and sensitive issue that must be handled within clear legal and policy frameworks. She said that while the recent raid was necessary to send a strong message, the broader challenge lies in ensuring the government action remains both effective and humane. Mopin Festival of the Galo community of Arunachal Pradesh is being celebrated today. Governor K.T. Patnaik has extended his greetings to the people of the state, especially the Galo community, on the festive occasion. He wished that the vibrant festival would usher in peace, happiness and prosperity across Arunachal. The governor said through its unique rituals, traditional practices and strong spirit of community, the festival embodies the values, beliefs and collective memory of the Galo people. He expressed confidence that this ethno-cultural celebration will continue to inspire pride in the tribe's glorious legacy and help safeguard its treasured heritage for future generations. One of Assam's finest and most charismatic footballers, Gilbertson Sangma, died at his Kilepara residence yesterday. He was 71. Born in Dibrugarh, Sangma was a towering figure in Assam football through the 1970s and 80s, captivating fans with his skill and flair. He represented the Indian senior team in 1975, earning 3 caps in friendly matches against Indonesia and Thailand. Before we wind up the news headlines, campaigning intensifies for Assam Assembly elections slated on 9th April. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchen Singh assures of constructing houses for internally displaced persons, and President Draupadi Murmu greets people on Easter Sunday, commemorating the resurrection of Jesus Christ today. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.